This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. The Federal Reserve wraps up its two-day policy meeting today. It's expected to announce whether it will pump more stimulus money into the U.S. economy. That would make a third round of so-called quantitative easing. Here to explain what that is and what it would mean is our economics correspondent, Chris Farrell. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Stacey.
So, Chris, just to start out very basically, if you wouldn't mind reminding us again, what exactly is quantitative easing part three?
Okay. In essence, this is the unconventional, controversial program of the Fed to buy long-term bonds like U.S. Treasuries. It also has, you know, usually comes with a couple other things with the package, like it's widely expected that the Fed will say, we're going to keep those short-term interest rates really down out till 2015 or something like that. But it's mostly this buying long-term bonds, which is an attempt to bring down long-term rates even further, which might encourage people to buy more cars and more homes.
They always refer to this as pumping money into the U.S. economy. How is this pumping money into the U.S. economy?
Well, part of it just has to do with the mechanics of it in terms of the Fed is buying bonds, so therefore it's putting money into the system. But the real effect is on interest rates, if it brings down interest rates. And, you know, at one level, if you look at mortgage rates, right? Mortgage rates are already low. Maybe they come down a little bit lower. At least they stay the way they are. And I think one of the things really to be looking at is will the Fed do more bond buying in the mortgage-backed securities market, which might help mortgage rates stay down? Because the housing market's one of the few really bright spots right now in this economy. It is improving. It is getting better. That might bolster confidence.
Well, in this round of pumping money into the U.S. economy, is this QE3 any different from QE1 or QE2?
Well, on a technical basis, there's an expectation there will be some differences. For example, it might be a more open-ended program as opposed to saying we're going to buy $600 billion worth of bonds, which they did in one of the previous QEs. But I think the real effect here is this is a move to shore up the global economy. I mean, Stacey, you got all these problems in Europe and, you know, China is right, slowing down and the U.S. economy's got its problems. And so I think what the Fed is doing, along with the European Central Bank, the two main central banks in the world, they both will be making fairly dramatic moves to shore up the global economy just to allow the U.S. to continue to grow and hopefully with time get a lot better.
Chris Farrell is the economics correspondent for us here at Marketplace. Thank you, Chris.
Thanks a lot.